Triple M News.
Morning, I'm Mel Sealer. Former PM John Howard is being hailed a hero after stepping in to halt a domestic violence incident. News Corp reports Mr. Howard was on his daily walk in Sydney when he saw a man and a woman in a physical clash on the street, the 79-year-old calling out to stop it and standing by the woman until police arrived. PM Scott Morrison tweeting his thanks to Mr. Howard, saying he's an example to all. A 19-year-old woman has become the fifth person to die of a suspected drug overdose at an Aussie music festival in the last 6 months. The teenager collapsed at the FOMO event in Sydney's Parramatta Park last night but couldn't be revived. Rogue councils refusing to hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day will be stripped of their rights to have them at any time. The Morrison government making good on its promise to overhaul the citizenship code, saying it will protect our national day as calls continue for it to be changed from January 26. And Brewer Carlton United is switching its stubbies back to twist top from March following complaints its new ring pull cap left drinkers with shredded fingers. Taking a look at sport now. An heroic batting effort by India's Rohit Sharma wasn't enough to stop Australia taking a 34-run win in the first ODI at the SCG. Peter Hanscom top-scored for the host with 73 before Aussie young guns Jai Richardson and Jason Berendorf dismissed the tourist top order. Sharma delivering a salve for India fans in the defeat with a 133-run knock.
I didn't score as quickly as I normally do, but I took my time. It's only because we wanted to get that partnership, and at that point, losing another wicket, the game would have been dead.
Meantime, former Aussie skipper Steve Smith will have surgery on an elbow injury on Tuesday, just 3 months out from the end of his ball tampering ban. Alex de Minaur has lifted his first ATP Tour trophy, winning the Sydney International Final against Italy's Andrea Seppi, fellow Aussie Ash Barty runner-up in the women's. And the Victory have taken a 2-1 A-League win over Newcastle. And you can get your smart news whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or at triplem.com.au.